Jason Segel is now a regular on the hit sitcom How I Met Your Mother. But before that, he played a likable stoner on the cult favorite Freaks and Geeks, where he met Judd Apatow, now Hollywood's most fashionable purveyor of edgy sex comedies. Apatow has produced Segel's script, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, in which Segel stars, along with Kristen Bell, Russell Brand, and a cast of Apatow vets.
I have a picture, maybe a fantasy, of the Judd Apatow factory, which produced Knocked Up and The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and now Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's this place where suddenly wealthy dweeb filmmakers shamble in and earnestly discuss the problem of leaving adolescence and settling down with beautiful women they could never get near in high school they finally managed to land. Then they shamble into casting sessions in which beautiful young actresses try out opposite dweebish actors for parts in comedies about dweebish men with problems leaving adolescence and settling down with beautiful women. There's a long tradition of beauty and the dweeb comedies that precede Apatow's reign, but the sexual embarrassment stakes here have been ratcheted way up. Take the confrontation that launches Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Peter, a big, depressive composer played by Jason Segel, lives with Kristen Bell's title character, a lithe blonde actress with the lead in a cookie-cutter forensic detective series. Peter's waiting for her when she gets home and says she's leaving him. Only he expects they'll be making love, and he's stark naked. That's naked. We see his penis, not a common sight in mainstream movies. So even though the pleading dialogue that follows is nothing new, the scene is pitched at a higher level of humiliation. You could feel bad for Segel, except he wrote the movie and built his emasculation into every frame. Peter ends up leaving L.A. for a Hawaiian resort, where, wouldn't you know, there's Sarah and her new boyfriend, a famous English rocker named Aldous Snow, played by Russell Brand. It's not exactly Noel Coward repartee, and the scenes that follow are directed by first-timer Nicholas Stoller with no fizz. But the good bits begin to accumulate. Paul Rudd kills as a whacked-out surfing instructor trying to teach Peter the Zen way of getting off a board. It's a classic scene, minimal dialogue, absurd variations, Zen hilarity. And then there's Brand, an English comedian whose babbling BBC radio show I've yet to acquire a taste for, but who's astounding here, manic, yet laid back, utterly at ease with his own magnificence. He lifts Forgetting Sarah Marshall into a different sphere. For months, print ads have featured Forgetting Sarah Marshall quotes like, "You do look fat in those jeans." They aren't from the movie and don't bear much resemblance to the character, who's a little bland, although Kristen Bell is extremely likable in the part. The problem is she's overshadowed by Mila Kunis as Rachel, a resort employee who functions in the plot as the girl-next-door brunette alternative. I know I'm speaking with what feminist film scholars call the male gaze, and everyone else calls dirty middle-aged man slobbering. But this is a sex comedy, and appearances count, and the almond-eyed, caramel-skinned Kunis is like some extraterrestrial redesign of gorgeousness. It's hard to sympathize with Peter's grief when she's the fallback. Anyway, the four of them, Sarah, Aldous, Peter, and Rachel, have an awkward dinner, but the boy men bond over Sarah's last movie.
Wait, so when's the movie coming out?
It came out.
Did you like it?
The movie?
Yeah.
It was...
awful, bloody film. I see, it's just ridiculous. Premise, what would happen if your mobile phone killed you? Why would a mobile phone kill anyone? It doesn't make sense. How can a mobile phone have an agenda and kill people?
I told her that when she read the script.
Yeah, you were the voice of reason, mate.
Like, I tried to do, but she didn't listen. What?
Going around killing people on a mobile phone, like doing murders.
Why couldn't you just take the battery out of the phone?
Right, that's it. The battle's over.
Yeah, we've won.
I hated it.
Well, it's not for everyone, but it's a metaphor for addiction to technology.
For society, for how we're reliant on technology. I get it. I'm with you.
It's a metaphor for a crap movie.
Many scenes are that funny in the second half, where Peter labors over a Dracula rock opera that's actually an eloquent expression of his alienation from women. What makes Apatow produce sex comedies more vivid than most of their ilk is that they actually feature sex, awkward, relatively realistic sex, and that the men hit authentic notes of psychosexual weirdness. Forgetting Sarah Marshall isn't as good as Knocked Up or Superbad, but it keeps breaking out of its template. It's often crazily inspired. Now, if only the Apatow Factory could get some scripts by female writers that dramatize the other side of the great sexual divide, it might be a place of joy and embarrassed recognition for everyone.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.